Yep. We'll do it live. Fuck it. Do it live. I'll write it and we'll do it live. Fucking thing sucks.
Do you have the time to listen to me whine?
That they are assaulting our children. They are assaulting your crotch.
I like them French fried potatoes.
Well, that's because you're an idiot.
The knowledge banks of this human have been wiped clean.
Then there is what could only be a bizarre coincidence or something else.
I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore!
And there you go. And good evening, everyone. This is Matt Man coming to you live from the Palatial Digs here in Bagwine, Ohio. Welcome to I'm With Stupid. And as always, sitting a mere 344 miles away from me to my right is the irrepressible J-Man.
Hola, bitches. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay. Outstanding.
I will ask Shane clearly, who's in the chat room, saying, can you hear Jay? Because we've been having trouble with his phone.
They can probably. Can the chat room hear me? Hello, hello, hello. I tell you what, BTR, causing some problems tonight.
Well,
called in on the host.
Well, that's because they started charging people money.
Well, they wouldn't let me call in on the host line through Google, but they did let me call in on a guest line on Google, and I simply muted the host line so there wouldn't be an echo. Outsmarted BTR again.
Yes, you did. You're a freaking renaissance man is what you are.
Yeah, man.
Augusto and Seeing Clearly both said they can hear you, so we're good to go.
Great. And I see Dr. Anonymous has wandered in.
Yes,
and unfortunately,
he
says he can hear me too.
And now Mike, and we have a guest also. So things are happening now. And it's a good
things
thing
are ready.
We're raging.
That's right. We're out of control. We're furious. And it really was going to be a rage if I hadn't been able to call in.
You know, I'm glad you could call in, but also I find it comforting to know that these things don't happen just to me.
Yeah, and I'm a little disappointed because I was enjoying the fact that it was always you that this shit happened to.
I know. Hey,
we have a caller.
Oh, well, by all means, go ahead and take it.
It's pretty early, but we'll take it anyway.
Oh, sure.
347, you're with Stupid.
Oh, my God, well, yahoo. This is the 42nd partial 44th President of the United States of America from Cowboat Radio. Yahoo. How you doing? This is Bill Clinton. And Pedro the Pocket Man. Man, we're smoking some dope here, man. Oh, my God, this is the 42nd.
Okay, so, off to a great start.
Uh-huh. Couldn't even get Bill Clinton's presidential number correct, but that's okay.
No, he couldn't because we happen to have his number. He's a friend of ours.
I've had sex with him.
I have. I'm from Arkansas. We all have.
It's kind of
down
like
at the motels.
It's like a rite of passage down there, isn't it?
Exactly. Down at the motel, no-tel, the hourly motel.
And okay. You heard that hesitation. Well, oh, my God, something. Nothing. Hello. Hello.
Are you okay?
Well, no, I lost the chat room. I don't know what happened. I was trying to say hi to Dana and everyone, and I got bumped out. But now I'm back.
Oh, well, you're back. Now you're back. Okay. Don't try this at home, kids. We're professionals.
That's right. We should have a disclaimer, just like most of the commercials.
Yeah, and you know what, dude? You really think you could just call back in on the same freaking line, the same number, and we're going to pick up because we're like that stupid? Sorry. He went away. He tried to call back in.
Yeah. Oh, I see Mary Veskoff's in the room. I don't think it's actually Mary. I think it's a buddy I went to high school with. I think it's Tom. And so, hi to Tom Veskoff. Man, this is a big night.
Yeah. Good to see you there, Tom. Okay,
Race
so.
Brings everyone out.
That it does. And I see Bill Clinton is attempting to call in again, but we'll just let him sit there.
So anyway, guys, we're talking about Rage tonight. We're talking about the incidents going on in Cairo and Tripoli. My buddy Mumar is getting the shaft, and a lot of stuff.
Poor guy.
A lot of stuff going on in Madison, Wisconsin, too, Jay.
There is. It's kind of out of control up there at Madison. Some wild protesting. The teachers are really fired up there.
They're a wild bunch.
They are. It's you know, it's a little tough to be on the teacher's side, you know. I mean, it's, you know, I mean, they complain about pay, but basically teachers, you know, the whole thing about, you know, that it's mostly women. So, hey, you have to expect to be paid lower, right?
Well, yeah, you would think.
Yeah, and it's basically the whole idea behind, you know, women going into teaching, you know, their husbands have the real jobs, and, you know, they take, you know, they bring in the real income, and women just, you know, they go teach so they can do something during the day, but they're still able to get off work early enough to have dinner ready when the husband gets home, so,
yeah.
You know.
In fact, most teachers, you know, the women who are teachers, they go into that just so they don't cheat on their husbands during the day. They need a little something else to occupy the time.
Unless, of course, they're...
I did hear
Unless,
they
of course, they're getting...
new... I heard they employed a new tactic today, Jay.
What was that?
They put up a bunch of chalkboards in front of the State House in Madison, Wisconsin, and then they drew their nails down the chalkboard. It was like 800 teachers...
Yeah, that is uncalled for right there.
I'll tell you what, though. If these were Catholic teachers, this thing would be settled already because they would have already pulled out the rulers and smacked Scott Walker across the knuckles.
They would have whipped him with those rulers. And I tell you what, I had a teacher in first grade. This is no lie. First grade teacher, Mrs. Langston. She walked around with a yardstick. She walked around like it was a cane. You know, she'd walk around tapping that on the floor, reminding you that justice and judgment was right there at all times. And, man, if you got out of line, she'd smack you with that yardstick. She didn't care where she, you know, she'd whop you on the butt, on the shoulder. She'd smack you on the back. She'd just give you a little pop, you know. You're like, she's like, you know, line up and, you know, say that. Say the Pledge of Allegiance, and man, if you're just up there mumbling it, she'd pop, you know. Nail you with it.
It's not quite the same thing, but when I worked for SEIU, we were trying to organize a hospital in Lorain, Ohio. It was a Catholic hospital, and during the vote, they had nuns sitting at the voting desk, and they had a picture of the Virgin Mary on the table, and they would always just kind of nod as the soon-to-be union members were voting. Darn clever, those Catholics.
I guess so. But anyway, we have a... there in Madison, we have one of our correspondents on the scene.
I heard a rumor about that.
Absolutely, because, you know, we're live, local, and late-breaking. And we send him up there.
And sometimes factual.
And sometimes. Not too often. So anyway, so let's go ahead and see what we've got from Madison.
That'd be great.
Dick Burns here on the location of the Public Service Union protest in Madison, Wisconsin. This is a very different protest here, folks. This is mostly just teachers. So, the protests are only from 8 a.m. until 3:15 p.m. and not a minute later. Also, there had to be some accommodations made for them. A special room was designated as a place where the teachers can go and still have sex with their students. And of course, the teachers are mostly just milling about, drinking coffee, and gossiping. Anyway, things seem to be going along pretty... Well, what do we have here? Three Mini Coopers have just pulled up out front. And, hundreds of clouds are pouring out of them. OMG, gentlemen. It's the Circus Union. This is some creepy-ass shit. I'm out of here. Back to you.
Nothing scarier than clowns.
No, there's not. Clowns and Mini Coopers are not a good thing.
Coming after you. Some of them on stilts. Some of them juggling.
And you know, at least one was on stilts dressed like Uncle Sam. I hate that.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Oh, my God.
We have another caller. And we, okay. I guess we'll try this out again. What do you say?
That'd be great.
612, you're with Steve.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good.
How's it going?
Who we got here?
This is Cowboy Radio. I was doing my show, and I called you guys to my show, Bill Clinton. Me and Bill Clinton were doing a show. I'm surprised you hung up on me.
We had no idea who you were.
Well, I was Bill Clinton. That's what I said. I was Cowboy Radio. I was just finishing up my show. So I did a little trolling show. I called all kinds. I just figured I'd call your show. Bill Clinton hung up on me. So whatever. I listened to your show a few times. I figured I'd call him with Bill Clinton. You hung up on me. You know, I mean,
we're
I don't
know. Just Bill Clinton fans.
Well, we were just hanging out. So.
Well, we were just playing the part of Vince Foster.
Vince Foster?
No, I was playing Bill Clinton for you guys, man. Yahoo!
So, just hanging out.
All right, well, that's terrific. You got anything you're raging on tonight, dude?
No, nothing raging on. Nothing overly. No day of rage here in Minnesota. I mean, you know, the snow came and went, so, you know, we could run around and throw rocks at people in Minnesota, I guess, because of the snow, but, you know, we could do that. We can rage over
everybody's always in a good mood up there. Everybody's always in a good mood in Minnesota, man.
Of course.
Piss me off.
Well, it's not bad up here. I mean, the weather's not too bad. It's not overly cold. It's not that bad up here. So it's actually pretty nice. I mean, it's 30 degrees. You know. Where are you guys, down in Texas?
Yeah, something like that. Well, thanks for calling, dude.
Sure, dude.
Have a great night, man.
Yeah, dude.
You know, I think Jay?
Hold on.
Oh, my God.
Yo.
What do you mean, hold on?
The switchboard was messing with me. We have yet another caller.
Is it going to be
a
real one?
God only knows. Here we go. Let's try it. 787, you're on.
Hi. Guess what?
How you doing?
Good. Hi, Jay. Hi, Matt. I'm calling from Puerto Rico. Hello.
Calling from Puerto Rico?
Yeah, in Ohio, but you know.
Yeah.
It's
by way of.
Would this be?
This is Jetsy right here.
Yes, it's Jetsy. Hi, guys.
Hello.
How you doing?
So how's things up in Toledo there, Jet?
Hello.
Oh, this is working out great.
Is there a language barrier here? Oh, she hung up.
Oh, my God.
14 long minutes to go.
Well.
Okay. Well, we'll move along. I don't know what you've got you're raging about, Matt. Something here that just really pissed me off that happened yesterday.
Oh, what happened?
Harry Reid, the Senate Majority Leader, Democrat, moralist, came out, went to Nevada, and he called for banning the brothels in Nevada.
That's un-American. That's un-Nevada.
It is an outrage.
It is.
It's two things. One, it's just another shot in the war against women. He's just trying to get women out of work, knock them out of work. Two, he's trying, you know, the average guy doesn't have, well, the little guy has access to hookers on the street. But the only people who get the really classy broads are the CEOs and the politicians, and it's just not fair.
No, it's not.
And Jetsy has called back in, and let's give it a try. Are you there, Jet?
Hi. Don't hang up with me, guys.
No, you got cut off somehow. We didn't hang up.
We would never do that.
Yeah, I don't believe you. So what am I supposed to do? What am I supposed to say? I was just kidding. I'm not going to rest.
Oh, my God. I want you to say that again. I want you to say, what am I supposed to do?
Matt, no.
So you were just kidding? You were kidding? You were kidding when you said you were going
to
rap?
I'm not prepared to do my rap, but I'll do it next week because I wasn't prepared. But... I just wanted to call and say
that
hi to you.
That never stops us.
No, Weirdo King, I'm not going to rap. Weirdo King is begging for me to rap, but I'm going to make you wait till next week.
Weirdo King is always begging.
Have her do her Bill Clinton impression? No.
Dr. Anonymous wants to hear your impression.
Oh, my God. You're just messing with me. I'm going to go.
Oh, don't do that. In fact, you know, you're a professor of political science. Is that correct, Ed?
Hey, don't say that. I'm supposed to be anonymous here. Yes, yes, thank
you. Of course you're not. I was just making that up. Well, I'll tell you what. You're probably in on this, Jay and Jet and everyone listening. There's a new hotbed of social unrest and political discourse taking place in the Pacific. So, Jet, maybe you can listen to this and then weigh in on this when after you hear the report from Guy on Your Dick.
What?
Just listen.
Jay, Matt Man, Guy on Your Dick, coming to you live from the angry streets of the Australian Shire of Christmas Island, while Mubarak and Gaddafi are feeling the heat from the rabid bazaar goers in the Arab world, Governor General of the Australian Commonwealth, Quentin Bryce, is having his koala cage rattled by the anger of some 1,400 pissed off Christmas Islanders. Here, in the capital city of Flying Fish Cove, tempers are rising and the breadfruit is flying. You wouldn't think a starch could hurt so much, but being hit upside the think melon by a breadfruit hurled at 70 miles an hour by a maniacal islander of Malay descent stings like a wicked pisser. The islanders are demanding a greater share of phosphate revenues, fewer monsoons, and the right to publicly disavow Vegemite and Russell Crowe. As 80% of the islanders are of Chinese and Malaysian descent and don't practice Christianity, a change in the name of the island is also a nose-bone of contention. A physical and visible manifestation of that name change demand are the dozens of Santas burning in effigy and the score of protesters wearing sandwich board signs that read, Jesus was a fag. Disdain for the Australian government can be heard at night when rioters collectively chant, "Booyah, booyo, Watson Matilda was an Aboriginal ho." It's getting ugly here, guys, so I'm going to duck into Johnny Chan's Pub and Grub and slam back a Foster's or two. For now, this is Guy on your dick, tossing it back to you guys in the studios.
It sounds ugly there.
Yes, it does. I hope the news of the Christmas Island riots doesn't spread to the Island of Misfit Toys.
I hope not.
There's going to be hell to pay.
But I tell you what, we got the report on the riots on Christmas Island before CNN did.
I know.
Very impressive. And we have two more callers.
Oh, great.
So let's just take this one first right here real quick. Maybe.
Okay.
Come on, BTR. 859, you're with Stupid.
Hello.
Hola.
Hello.
Sweet tea.
Hi, can you all hear me? I have a rant tonight.
You
my
have
rant
a rant?
Is, yeah. This network is getting on my nerves.
Uh-oh.
I need somebody to call and tell them that I said, kiss my bleep or something.
Well, I'll tell you what.
I
have no doubt.
This is my rant for today. I can't watch TV or anything thanks to the dish.
That's unfortunate because you missed a really good NBA game earlier, and I know you would have wanted to see that Miami-Chicago game. With Luol Deng hit out with 16 seconds left to win the ball game.
No, not at all. I'm happy that I didn't see that or the Kentucky game.
That was an even better game.
Yeah, but that is my rant. I had to call in and give my rant because this is ridiculous. Back into my, jump off my soapbox for a minute and just enjoy the rest of the show or something.
Okay, well, I bet you that the top people at Dish Network are listening, so they heard you, and they know
well,
they better
they
get after it.
If they are listening, then they need to know that they need to kiss my bleep.
Okay.
Because I'm not going to test online.
Okay.
Okay, bye, guys.
We
I'm
don't
finished.
Either.
Bye. All right,
bye-bye.
Bye. And
that may have been the most lucid phone call we ever had.
Probably so. 865, you're with Stupid.
Well, I'm just going to have to say, Dish Network can suck a dick. So there we go. I said it for
her. There we go.
What's going on, guys?
And it's the Weirdo King.
Yes, it is. This is the Weirdo King.
Matt just sits there in the dark going, who are these people?
He's like, who in the hell? I just need to drink more. That's always anybody's answer to, I don't know you. I'm going to have another drink, And by the end of the night, they will drink.
I like that philosophy.
Well, when you're in the situation I am, you tend to look at liquor a little bit more clearly. You see less nudity and more liquor, which I would like to see both, but, that's just me.
Okay, I wasn't going to go quite there, but that's fine.
Okay.
No, I haven't been drinking.
And if I'm saying that, man, you got troubles.
Yeah, if you're saying that, I think the world's going to worry,
Well,
so,
Jesse
I
tweeted.
I was calling because, I noticed that, people were supposed to be ranting and raving, and everybody was being so polite, So I took the Dish Network, and I took it one step further. So, Dish Network, if you didn't hear before, suck a dick. There you go. I got nothing.
Well said.
I just wanted to call in. First time caller, long time listener. You always hear that on the radio.
That's the obligatory comment, yes.
Yes. That's the Neil Bortz quote, by the way, you know.
Oh, I love Neil Bortz. He keeps company from 9 to 12 every morning. Neil Bortz, and I told Jay this on Twitter, I said, whenever you're feeling bad about our radio show, listen to Neil Bortz and you'll think you're a rock star.
He's got
a rocket scientist.
You can get away with words, away with people. It's very, I always listen to him when I want to take a nap, you know. His voice is, I don't know, he's kind of like the Norm Hitchkiss of Dallas radio for sports. The guy gets so excited when he does. He gets so excited when he does radio, you know. So.
Well, maybe I should listen to him sometime. I just listen to Tony Kornheiser in the morning.
Now, you were saying something about Jesse tweeting. You know,
Jesse tweeted that she got disconnected again, and she didn't get a chance to say goodbye. But
I think she's lying. Okay.
She just didn't call back. I was hoping there. I would have beboxed while she rapped. You know, we would have made you a special promo.
Well, that'd be some quality radio right there.
Exactly. That, or, you know, she sounded like Marilyn Monroe a little bit. She could have just sang y'all happy birthday, and then y'all could have just played it over and over.
Hey, we are dangerously, we are dangerously close to my birthday, so, and we're not that far away from Matt Man's birthday either, so yes, she could have.
She should have called in and sang happy birthday, you know?
But actually, she has sung to me before, a long time ago.
Really?
Yeah, on one of those sites where you... Well, kind of.
What place are you going to, Jay?
No, it's one of these sites that she... It was an app that she had on her phone. She could call in and record an audio tweet. And she called in and she sang a little of Bonnie Tyler song to me on Twitter. It was awesome. But that site's gone bye-bye now, so I don't get to listen to it anymore.
Well, go to Tweetbox. Tweetbox is... A site where you can actually record tweets.
That's exciting.
Right.
Yeah. So now you can get all these hot girls on Twitter and your lives, and they can record tweets for you. And, you know, you can play them over and over again.
And you do that a lot, don't you?
No.
when you're lonely and sitting around drinking by yourself late at night.
Which has been more recently than normal, yes, I admit. But see, I put the request out there, and I don't never get it back. So,
that's sad.
Unfortunate.
Yeah, I know. I'm just not as hot as y'all do.
Yeah, something like that. We're about to lose the live stream. If anybody wants to call in before we lose the live stream, you can. We'll continue with the show after the live stream is gone. You can come back to the archives and hear the final 15 minutes of, well, frankly, awesomeness.
Exactly. And, Jay, I can do it without doing the without even looking. It is 661-244-9852. That's pretty impressive, isn't it?
He is a professional, people.
Thank you very much.
So since we're about to lose the live stream, we want to thank everybody in the chat room. We had a good crowd in there with...
Yes, we did.
Augusto and Clay and Dana and Dr. Anonymous and Mary and Mike and Weirdo and Seeing Clearly and some guests.
And Jetsa.
And Jetsa was here earlier. And Bill Clinton.
And then we have to thank Dick Burns and Guy on Your Dick.
Yeah, absolutely.
More great work from those two.
They get better every week.
Yes, they do.
In fact, they're the reason that we don't need Keith Olbermann around anymore.
That prick.
Yeah, no. We send him over to current TV, where he will have a much smaller audience than had here. But yeah, that's just the way things go.
Yeah, how's that Al Gore thing working out for you there, Keith?
I'm sorry that Bill Clinton had to go get your two reporters for you.
Because they didn't want to talk to you, Al. They wanted to talk to Bill.
And who wouldn't?
Exactly. So we're now into the overtime part of the show.
Oh, there might be some tornadoes in Nashville.
Oh, everybody.
Oh, tornadoes in
be
Nashville.
Be careful.
Yep. It's getting ugly. It's only like 2 hours away from me, so we'll see if I'm here in the morning.
Ah, you'll be all right.
Yeah, I'll wake up.
Do you have a storm shelter to go to, or are you just going to ride it out in the double wide?
In fact, you laugh. I'm in a double wide, so I'm going to ride it out in the double wide. It's a double wide on the foundation.
Oh, no, it's on a foundation now. It's on a foundation now. There's nothing to be.
Yeah, it's a prefab. There you go.
Don't make fun of that.
That gives you a whole new meaning to us rednecks down here in Tennessee, you know?
Not really.
And I'm not even from here.
Well, you should be, because that's a good place.
I'm from Texas, so I've got enough going for me there.
Oh, yeah, that's a plus.
Yeah.
There you go.
Don't get me started. Oh, man.
I love
my beer.
I love Texas.
It's a good place. I'm not going to complain. All my family's there. You know, I'm out here mainly with my wife and her family. You know, so.
Well, you can't complain with your wife there, with your family there. That they, you know, you complain about Texas, they could be in danger or something.
Probably. Have you ever heard of a state disowning somebody? You know, it's not like
I've heard of a state seceding from the union. They disowned. Yeah. They disowned the entire, you know, union.
Yeah. I always get my history lessons with y'all. It's great.
Well, Matt, are you raging about anything?
No, I'm pretty much done. You know, I got nothing. I'm actually in a good mood, and I hate it.
We lost it whenever I mentioned trailers.
Yeah, that pretty much turned things around right there.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah, when you mentioned double wides, in my mind, I was singing the green, green grass of home.
A little Tom T. Hall.
Or Jim Neighbors.
Or Jim, well. you would prefer the Jim Neighbors version, wouldn't you?
Of course I would. It's funnier.
Y'all made my night tonight, so.
That is so sad.
I'm gonna hang up and drink a little harder.
Oh, my God.
Y'all have driven me to alcoholism. Isn't that crazy?
Oh, yeah. It's our fault.
Hey, that's what I'm going to tell everybody at AA, you know, when I get to that point. What brought you here? Oh, yeah, I've heard of a show. It's on the Internet. It's called I'm with Stupid. Yeah, they're going to get
me
all kinds of looks.
Dude, whatever kind of publicity we can get, we'll take.
And I agree. I agree with a lot of people on Twitter. Y'all need to make some T-shirts or something, because, you know, I guarantee they would. You know, people would wear them. You know how Dr. Blog's team. You know, he would do his shirts, and you know that's what y'all need.
Yeah. Well, the problem with that is that, being the brilliant guys that we are, I do believe we chose a show name that is already trademarked.
Oh, fuck
hey.
That.
Yeah, do it anyway. You know? Okay, well, I'm going to go make sure my trailer is tied down to the nearest tree and fence post. And
bungee cord that bitch down.
Yes, I'm going to. And I will catch y'all on the other side of this. We'll talk to y'all later.
Bye. Good night, dude. Or make sure the moonshine isn't in danger of being damaged.
Oh, God, and just for some extra weight, just tie it to the pickup truck that's in the front yard. And the stove.
Hell yeah, and the stove. And bring the couch in off the porch.
Boy, this show went in a completely different direction.
Well, you never know how it's going to go. I don't know why we even plan anything.
No, I loved your outline.
Oh, it was outstanding. I like to keep things simple. The outline, folks, for those of you out there, the outline simply said, intros, do show, close show.
Oh, my God. Oh, yeah.
Oh, and before I forget. Do what?
Okay, go ahead.
No, I was just saying, before I forget, because I almost forgot last week, I want to do a little shout-out to Vinnie Bond and Music on the Couch every Monday, 10 p.m. Eastern, right here on Blog Talk Radio. Check it out. Lots of great independent unsigned artists that he talks to and plays some of their music. It's good stuff.
And
So anyway, as you were saying, Matt.
Well, I forgot to tell you about something I was enraged about today. Shmoop, she is very sweet. I always take a pre-show nap now, and she asked me what I wanted. And she offered to, quote, cook something for me, which was hot dogs. You know, I find it funny. No, she took the time to actually put them in a pan rather than boil them. And she roasted them all up. Well, you know, between 6 and 8:30, she could have put the plate full of hot dogs in the refrigerator rather than leaving them out on the counter after they were cooked.
They'll be all right.
Well, yeah, they are hot dogs. But...
There's no expiration date on that package. I don't know.
Nitrites. Oh, they make things last forever.
Exactly. And I doubt that I doubt Corky ate much.
Oh, God, no. She's a bitch. She turns her nose up at hot dogs.
Well, of course.
Oh, God.
Oh, M. Rumblings wants to know if the show is still on because she has some rage.
What, unfortunately, is she related to Clay Perry?
That's what I was going to say. I should reply to her and say, check with Clay.
At least Clay got the time right tonight. He was
he did.
There
he
for
was
a
there.
Few minutes.
He didn't call in, but he was there.
He was only there for like 2 minutes. I think he did that as a funny. Hey, look at me. I'm here.
Well, you know, I guess Schmoop could have just like put the hot dogs in a pot full of water and turned it on high and said, when that boils, they're ready, honey, and then like gone to bed.
Well, she did. I tell you, it's hard to get good help anymore. Little Timmy, he didn't show up tonight.
He's a no-show.
Well, no, I'll tell you what. Little Jimmy has a job. He's working at a machine shop, checking parts. And he stopped by yesterday, and Shmoop said, so what are you doing? Oh, I'm a parts checker, and I'm doing that. And she said, well, how's it going? And he said, well, don't buy a Toyota.
And I'll just leave it at that.
I'll have to check with our lawyers about that last little bit. Now, the only other thing I had to rage on was the 37 different spellings of Muammar Gaddafi's name.
Oh, my God.
It just pisses me off.
Or what? It's exhausting.
You know, the only people who are allowed to change their name just a little bit, like every few weeks, are porn stars.
Well, yeah.
Dictators,
but the thing with them, they just change them completely. There's no nuance.
No, they're not
subtle
people.
You can go from Erica Trinkle to Pam Shove It Up My Ass in 1 week. I can accept that. Oh, but these nuances. Mousy Tongue,
well,
another one.
Yeah. But, you know, maybe he changed. Maybe he has all these different spellings of his name because he keeps deleting his Twitter account and creating a new one.
And he doesn't even know he is.
Maybe. And maybe he has two Twitter accounts, and he'll tweet something and then jump over to the other Twitter account and tweet the exact same thing. That's not
to
annoying.
To himself.
To himself. Exactly.
Just so he knows someone agrees with him.
Exactly. Somebody just keeps replying to him saying, "You are so right." Preach.
And I bet he tweets himself, "You are so hot."
Right before he goes to bed. All right. Well, I think it's time to wrap it up.
Okay.
So we can hang up before BTR hangs up on us, and I can hang up both of my phones that I've called in on. That's some shit, BTR.
Yeah.
Anyway.
And I'll go ahead and delete that abortion bit I did. So.
You'll cut it out, will you?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, it's time to end the show.
All right.
Good night, everybody. Thanks for listening.
Yep.
See ya.
Bye.